Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, return police. That voice in your head that says you should send that back. We're talking about why we buy things online, try them on for 5 minutes, and then let them sit on a chair for 2 weeks.
Let's get into it. Okay, I have a confession to make.
Oh, I love confessions. Give me the bad one.
There is a dress sitting on my chair at home. It's been there for 2 weeks. The tags are still on it.
2 weeks? And you haven't worn it?
I tried it on once. For about 5 minutes, I put it on. I walked to the mirror. I turned left. I turned right. I looked at myself and I said, not really.
That's it? 5 minutes?
5 minutes. And then I took it off, put it back on the hanger, and left it on the chair. That was 14 days ago.
So it's still on the chair with the price tag looking at you every morning.
Every single morning. I walk past it. I see the tag. I think, I should return that today, and then I don't.
Why not? It's just a return. You put it in a box, you print a label, you drop it off. 10 minutes.
It should be 10 minutes, but in my head, it's a whole project. First, I need to find the original bag, then I need to find the receipt, then I need to print the return label. But my printer is out of ink, so now I need to go to a shop that prints things, then I need to pack it, then I need to tape it, then I need to find the drop-off point. And by the time I finish this mental list, I'm already tired. So I tell myself, maybe tomorrow.
And tomorrow never comes.
Never. The dress has become a permanent resident of my chair. I'm thinking of giving it a name.
What name?
The Reminder.
That's dark. But I get it.
And the funny part is, I was so excited when I bought it. It was a Thursday night around 10 p.m. I was lying in bed scrolling through a shop I like. They had a new arrivals section. I clicked on it, and there it was. A dark green dress with a simple cut. The picture showed a woman walking in a park, holding a coffee cup, looking relaxed. I looked at it for maybe 10 seconds. Then I added it to my cart. Then I checked my cart. I needed to spend $10 more for free shipping. So I added a pair of socks I didn't need. Then I paid. Total time from, oh, that's nice, to payment confirmed? About 3 minutes.
3 minutes. That's faster than making a sandwich.
Faster. And then I waited 3 days for the package. On Sunday, it arrived. I opened the bag right at my front door. I pulled out the dress. I held it up. The fabric was softer than I expected, but the color was a little different from the picture. Not bad, just different. I tried it on, walked to the mirror, turned left, turned right, and I knew it wasn't me. Not the dress's fault. Not my fault. Just not a match.
And you put it on the chair.
I put it on the chair. And that's where we are now. Day 14. Chair and dress still together.
I have a similar story. A pair of shoes in my closet. They've been there for a year. A year. I bought them online, tried them on in my living room. They were half a size too big, and I thought, I'll return them next week. That was last summer.
A year?
A year. They're still in the box. The box is still taped shut. The label is still on the shoes. I open my closet every morning, and there they are, watching me.
So you're telling me I'm not alone.
You are absolutely not alone. I think most people have something in their home that they bought online, tried on once, and never returned. It's like a shared human experience.
That actually makes me feel better. But also worse, because now I'm part of a club that I didn't sign up for. The 5-minute try-on club.
Membership is free and apparently automatic.
Okay, so why do we do this? Why is it so hard to return something?
I think the real problem is not laziness. I think it's something else.
What? Tell me.
I think we don't return things because returning feels like admitting we made a bad decision. Think about it. When the package arrives, there's a moment of excitement. You open it, you hold it, you put it on, you look in the mirror, and then it's not right, but your brain doesn't want to accept that you picked wrong. So you leave it on the chair, hoping that somehow magically it will look better tomorrow. But it won't, because it's the same dress on the same chair.
Wow, that's very deep for a conversation about a piece of clothing on a chair.
I've thought about this a lot. Because I'm not just a one-time offender, I'm a serial offender.
How bad?
I once ordered 3 pairs of the same running shoes online. Same model, 3 different colors. I told myself I was going to try them all on. Compare and return to.
That's actually smart.
It was smart in theory. In practice, I tried them on. I liked all 3. I couldn't decide which one to keep, so I kept all 3.
All 3?
All 3. That was 2 years ago. I have worn one of them maybe 10 times. The other 2 are still in the box.
So you bought 3 pairs of shoes, and now you have 2 boxes of unused shoes in your closet?
Plus the dress on your chair. We're a whole museum of good intentions.
A museum? I like that. Every item is a story about who we wanted to be.
Exactly. The dress you bought, who did you want to be?
I wanted to be someone who wears a nice dress to dinner on a Tuesday, just because. Not for a special occasion, just for a normal Tuesday.
That's beautiful. And the dress is now a chair decoration.
It is. But here's the thing. Yesterday I was thinking about this while I was walking around my block without my phone. You remember me telling you about that walk?
The walk you took after work? The one where you just went outside for 5 minutes?
That one. So I was walking and I passed a shop that does package drop-offs, and I thought I could just take the dress with me tomorrow, walk past the shop, drop it off, done. And it felt possible.
See? The walk helped.
It did, but I still haven't done it.
One step at a time, but seriously, there's someone I want to tell you about. A colleague of mine, her name is Sarah. She's the person I told you about yesterday, the one who walks in the parking lot after lunch.
Oh, Sarah, the walker.
The same Sarah. She also has a system for returns, and it is beautiful.
Tell me.
Sarah opens every package as soon as it arrives, right there at her front door. She tries the item on immediately. If it doesn't work, she puts it back in the same bag with the same tape, attaches the return label right there, and puts it by the door. Not in a closet, not on a chair, by the door. The next morning, she takes it with her to work and drops it off on the way.
Same day? She does it the same day?
Same day. She said the secret is to not give it time. The moment you put something on a chair, it starts a countdown. Day 1, you think, I'll do it tomorrow. Day 7, you think, I'll do it this weekend. Day 14, you think, maybe I'll keep it. By day 30, it's too late to return it anyway.
That's terrifyingly accurate and also really sad. Because the item is still there. It's just the window that closed.
Exactly. So Sarah's rule is simple. Make the decision before the excitement wears off. Because once the excitement is gone, the effort feels bigger. You're not returning a dress anymore. You're returning a disappointment.
Speaking of which, let's talk about words. Because if we're going to be better at returning things, we need the vocabulary for it.
Good point. Let's do it.
Number 1, return.
Return. Verb and noun. It means to give something back to the shop. Very common word in online shopping. You buy something, it doesn't fit, you send it back. I need to return this dress, it doesn't fit.
Number 2, refund.
Refund. Noun and verb. It's the money you get back after you return something. Some shops give you a refund immediately. Some take a few days. I returned the shoes and got a full refund in 3 days.
Perfect. Number 3, exchange.
Exchange. Verb and noun. When you don't want your money back, you want a different size or color instead. This is common when you like the item but the size is wrong. The shirt was too small, so I asked for an exchange for a medium.
Number 4, receipt.
Receipt, noun. It's the piece of paper or email that proves you bought something. Most shops want to see it when you return an item. You need the receipt to return the item, so keep it in the package. I learned that the hard way. I once tried to return something without a receipt. They said no.
You tried to return something without proof of purchase?
I thought my face would be enough. It was not.
That's amazing. Number 5, try on.
Try on. Phrasal verb. It means to put on clothes or shoes to see if they look good and fit well. You always try things on before you decide to keep them. I tried on 3 pairs of jeans at the store, but only one fit.
Number 6, tag.
Tag, noun. The small piece of paper or plastic on new clothes with the brand name, price, and size. Shops won't take returns if the tag is cut off. Don't cut the tag off until you're sure you want to keep it. That's my problem. I cut the tag off immediately. I'm too optimistic.
You're on the other side of the problem. I keep the tag on forever. You cut it off immediately. We need to meet in the middle.
Somewhere between day 1 and day 14.
Number 7, shipping.
Shipping, noun. The process of sending things to your home. Some shops charge for shipping. Some give free shipping if you spend enough. Free shipping over $50. That's how they get us. We add one more item just to save $5 on shipping, and then we don't return any of it.
It's a trap. Number 8, size.
Size, noun. How big or small something is. Clothes come in small, medium, large, but every shop has different sizes. I ordered a medium, but it fits like a small. This happens so often that I think sizes don't mean anything anymore. They're just suggestions.
They're just suggestions. I love that. Number 9, order.
Order. Noun and verb, something you buy online. You place an order, you wait for it, it arrives. I placed an order on Friday night and it arrived on Monday morning, 3 days from click to doorstep.
And number 10, packaging.
Packaging, noun, the box or bag that something comes in. Good packaging protects the item, but sometimes there's too much of it. Keep the packaging until you're sure you want to keep the item. Sarah would agree. She says packaging is the first thing to save and the last thing to throw away.
10 words. That's a good list. These are all words you can use the next time you buy something online or the next time you stare at a dress on a chair.
All right. Real talk. We've talked about Sarah's system, we've talked about my 3 pairs of shoes, we've talked about the dress on your chair, but what do we actually do about this?
That's a good question. I've been thinking about it since I started walking yesterday without my phone, because that walk helped me see things differently. I realized the walk was hard to start just putting on my shoes and walking out the door, but once I did it, it was easy. Returns feel the same. Hard to start, easy to finish.
So the hard part is not the return itself. It's the decision to start.
Exactly. It's not about being lazy. It's about giving yourself permission to make a decision and then act on it. That's what Sarah does. She doesn't think about it. She just does it. Same day, same hour.
That's a good sentence. Let's build on that.
Okay, here we go. 8 small things, not big life changes, not become a better person. Just 8 small things you can try next time you buy something online.
I'm ready.
Takeaway 1, try it on the same day it arrives. This is Sarah's rule. Open the package, try the item on. Decide, don't let it sit in the bag for even one night, because the longer it sits, the heavier it gets. A dress is light. A dress with 2 weeks of guilt is heavy.
That's a good sentence. Takeaway 2. Keep the packaging for 24 hours. Don't throw away the bag. Don't cut the tag. Give yourself exactly 1 day to be sure. Then decide. The packaging is your safety net. Throw it away too early and you lose the option to return.
That's a good point. If the bag is gone, the return feels harder. Takeaway 3. Put returns by the door. Not on a chair. Not in a closet. By the door. Because the door is the exit. If it's by the door, it's leaving tomorrow. You don't even need to decide when. Just move it there.
That's a good one. I'm going to try that with my shoes. Just move them from the closet to the door. One small step.
Takeaway 4. This one is a reframe. Buying the wrong thing is not a mistake. It's information. Every time you buy something and return it, you learn one more thing about what you actually like. The cut, the fabric, the color. That's not failure. That's practice.
Practice. I like that. So every failed purchase is actually a successful experiment.
Exactly. Takeaway 5. Stop buying things just to get free shipping. This is the trap. You need $50 for free shipping. You have $42 in your cart. So you add a $20 item you don't need. Now you've spent $62, and you saved $5 on shipping. You didn't save money. You spent $20 on something you didn't want. That's a direct attack on me.
On all of us. I've done it at least 10 times.
Takeaway 6. Set a return hour once a week. Pick a time, Sunday afternoon or Wednesday evening, 15 minutes. Walk around your home, pick up anything with a tag still on it, and put it by the door. Just that. No pressure to go to the post office. No pressure to print labels. Just move it to the door. That's the win.
That's actually smart. Because the first step is just moving it. After that, the rest is easy.
Takeaway 7. Some items are not meant to be returned, and that's okay. If something has been sitting on your chair for 3 months, maybe it's not going back to the shop. Maybe it's going to a donation box or to a friend who will actually wear it. That's also a return, just a different kind. You're returning it to the world.
Permission to stop. I love that. Not everything needs to go back to the shop. Some things just need to leave your home.
And takeaway 8, the last one. Not knowing what you want is not a weakness. It's practice. Every time you try something on and it doesn't feel right, you're not failing. You're getting better at knowing yourself, your taste, your style, what works for your body and your life. That's a skill. And skills take time.
That's the one. That's today's sentence.
So next time you buy something online, try it on, and it doesn't work, don't feel bad, don't call yourself lazy, just pack it up. Put it by the door. You're not failing, you're practicing. And practice is how you get better at anything, including knowing what you actually want. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.